The Sudanese Medical Doctors Association confirmed that at least two protesters were shot and killed last evening at military headquarters in Khartoum. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus this past hour, Dr. Walidin Al-Faki, a member of the association, says as of this morning, 37 individuals were wounded and are undergoing treatment, including five who are listed in critical condition at the hospital in Khartoum. He says some of the protesters were hurt in a traffic accident when they were running away from the area.
About five of them, they have critical, they are suffering very critical conditions. They've been admitted in the hospitals around Khartoum, and Royal Care, Fidel, and Muallim in Zaytuna. And there are some of the wounded were wounded due to traffic accidents while they are running away from that area.
Dr. Al-Faki says the transitional government should ensure that justice is served for all protesters who were killed or the protests will escalate against the government. Sahar Al-Juzuli, a member of the Abu Adam Resistance Committee, condemned the killings and called for an immediate investigation. Al-Juzuli says the incident underscores a serious lack of decision-making between civilian and military leadership in the government, which, she says, does not benefit those who fought for democratic reforms. She says the revolution is separate from the government and is still going on. Al-Juzuli says the transitional government does not respect the rights of people out in the streets resisting. Ahmed Youssef, a member of the Umma National Party, describes the incident as unfortunate and says it has broken the hearts of many Sudanese families. Youssef says the actions of the military wing of the government clearly shows that there is a serious need to revive the power-sharing deal. Youssef says he believes the current constitutional document is swayed in favor of military over civilians. He says a transitional justice commission must be established and warns the country is, in his words, on a dangerous path threatening towards the edge of the abyss.
These are very unfortunate events. They set us back a great deal. To put a firm end to such crimes, we must establish the Transitional Justice Commission, which is very important. Our country is now on a dangerous path and is teetering on the edge of the abyss.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok conveyed an emergency meeting with the Minister of Interior, Defense and Attorney General, Director of the General Intelligence Service and the Governor of Khartoum State, and called for an immediate investigation into the incident. The officials agreed that the perpetrators of the violence must be brought to justice without delay. In a statement released directly after the meeting, the officials said, "Our memory is still burdened with the events that took place 2 years ago in the vicinity of the military headquarters, in which our sons and daughters lost their lives and hearts of the many Sudanese families were broken." For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.